This is Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross, with Colleen O'Brien. We have learned a lot about gut bacteria. In fact, I saw some studies showing that gut bacteria can actually change behavior in animals. In humans, the latest study indicates it could have a link to obesity. So let's consult the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. I'm not sure this is breakfast conversation, but this is, after all, where breakfast ends up. So explain the significance of this.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. This most recent study came out of the Cleveland Clinic, so a very, very reputable place. And but let me take a step back for a second and explain the importance of gut bacteria. So our gut bacteria, or it's also known as our gut flora, or sometimes people call it our gut microbiota, but whatever the name is, it's the community of organisms or bacteria that live within our digestive tract. And all humans have this. And so for many, many years, it was thought that we basically just lived in harmony, that these bacteria lived within us, but it really wasn't thought that they did anything, that it was what we called a commensal or a kind of a non-harmful coexistence. But we've now learned over time, and it's really come to light more recently, that there's actually more of a mutualistic relationship, meaning that they actually play a role in some of the processes in our body. So because this is a new field, we're just starting to learn, what do these bacteria do in our body? Now, it turns out that there's at least 400 different species of bacteria that live in our guts. Right. And there's over 400 trillion bacteria that live in our guts. So there's more of them, there's more cells of them than there are cells of us, because we have about 32 trillion cells in our body. So there's more bacteria than there are human cells.
Wow.
So it's interesting. They don't just live in us, but they're actually affecting many, many physiologic processes within our body. So this most recent and science has been looking to say, well, what is it that they're doing? And we now know that they can affect our metabolism, that they can affect heart disease, that it can affect behavior. There's so many things we're learning about. So anyway, this study that came out of the Cleveland Clinic showed that bacteria that produce a specific enzyme can actually regulate obesity in humans. So this isn't really the first time that this idea has come to light, but this is a pretty good study because it's really the best evidence that we have to date. So the idea is that bacteria create a substance called trimethylamine N-oxide. Now, it's a big name, so it's abbreviated TMAO. So they're finding this in this study. It's not just in animals and mice, but they're also finding this in humans, that the higher levels of TMAO you had, the higher your body weight was, the higher your fat mass was, the higher the amount of visceral fat. Now, visceral fat is the fat that is inside of our belly. It's around our intestines and our organs. And again, we used to think visceral fat was just fat in our belly, but we now know that it's actually an active type of fat that releases chemicals in our body called inflammatory mediators, the key word being inflammatory. These are chemicals that cause inflammation throughout our body. And inflammation is the first step in the development of disease. So if you have these bacteria, and these bacteria are increasing the amount of visceral fat you have, then you're having more inflammation being occurring in your body, and you have greater development of disease.
So if this is being caused by bacteria, my understanding is that bacteria can be changed depending on what you eat. And a lot of people invest considerable amounts of money drinking special forms of, you know, kombucha to get their bacteria in order. Does this mean you could, in fact, drink a certain substance or eat a certain food, change the bacteria, and reverse your obesity?
Well, this is what people are chasing after right now. So all these yogurts and kombucha and probiotics that are being sold. I mean, everybody's trying to positively influence their gut flora or their gut bacteria and what it looks like. And so you can have healthy gut bacteria and unhealthy gut bacteria. So the idea is that you can somehow positively influence by consuming these substances. Now, there are things that we do know that can hurt your gut bacteria. So for example, when you take antibiotics, you negatively impact your gut bacteria. And people can get their gut bacteria out of balance through a whole host of different ways. The idea is that ultimately we would figure out a way of creating optimal gut bacteria populations in people.
So this represents then a pretty significant finding that again, we have hope that something that is as stubborn as obesity could be reversed in a fairly straightforward way.
What's great about this particular study is that it's in both mice and humans. So as you know, on your show, we've talked about studies that are done in animals before and how does that translate into humans. But in this case, to kind of create clinical relevance, the researchers investigated the relationship between the circulating levels of TMAO and type 2 diabetes in two different groups of human subjects. And their data actually demonstrated that the study subjects that had type 2 diabetes had higher levels of TMAO. And this was also shown in the mice as well. You know, they were smart in the way that they approached this because they didn't want the question being asked, you know, oh, well, does this only apply in animals and will this actually be of any significance in humans? They tried to address both simultaneously.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.